Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
Happy New Year. Isn't it great to be here? I'm sure glad you're here. I'm glad I get to be here. It's a privilege. It's an honor. We had a few opportunities this last week to do something else, and you know, honestly, what hit me is this is where we're supposed to be. I'll tell you today, just write these two words down. Fresh start. Fresh start. It's real, it's real simple. It's real easy. That's what God promises us all the time. Not just because this is a new year, but this is a time of fresh start. It's what God does every day. It's what God does throughout our lives. What God wants to do is bring a fresh wind and a fresh breeze into our lives. But I believe also that this time in our lives is providential. I believe that it's a favorable time. It's an opportune time. And for God, listen, to give you divine foresight. Divine foresight. Think about that. Just write that in your notes. Divine foresight that God's given you. Man, not only are you know you're blessed and you're blessed coming in, you're blessed going out, but you know what? God's gonna give you foresight. And this is a time we're in right now. It's a providential time, a time of divine foresight where God's promises truly intervene in our lives. But that's a fresh start. 2016, man, for me, I'll just tell you, it's two things that, man, God's given us there's a natural excitement in my life about 2016. But there's also, for me, there's a supernatural expectation. And I think both of those things are important. I think we need to have a supernatural expectation because we know God's word and we know God's promise. Man, and his promises are yes, and man, they're alive. His word's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. But also, then an excitement in our life. And just a simple question, what are you excited about? See, and the things we get excited about, the reason we're excited about those things is because A, we see an advantage in them for us, but B, where it could be an incredible time or an incredible experience, but what we're excited about is what we choose to be excited about. That we make that choice about what we're excited about. And I think that we look at this where there's a natural excitement and a supernatural expectation. What are you excited about? And then what are you standing on spiritually? What do you have in your heart right now? I'll tell you, I was watching the video leading up to the service, and Sean Schaefer talking about the Daniel fast, which I am very excited about. Our home, we decided to start it on the first, and there's already an expectation that I have in my life. I'm believing God for clarity. I'm believing God for focus. Listen, in direction, in relationships, and in health. Man, people's health. Tonight at our prayer meeting, we're to pray for everybody. Anybody that wants or needs prayer in their life, just come to the prayer meeting at 7 o'clock tonight after the second mile. We're to pray for everyone here tonight. But you know, what we're believing God for is we're believing God for direction. You know what else fits into direction for me is our finances. We're believing God for direction in our lives, direction in our finances and our vocation. Believing God for healthy, happy relationships. But also that we're nothing missing and nothing broken and whole people health-wise. That's what I'm standing on. But we have to get to a place of faith. See, that's what's key in our lives. We've got to find that place of faith. You know, it's easy for our flesh to find that place of fear. But you know what? We as born-again, spirit-filled believers in Jesus, we have to find that place of faith. Man, that place where I know that I know, because God's word's alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. But also, you know what? I've got a measure of faith that on the inside of me, so that supernatural faith that God put in me, attached to the supernatural nature of God's word. But what happens then is it brings God's promises. Man, his promises are absolute. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And the 31st verse, Isaiah 40, verse 31. How many of you guys love the word? Anybody here love the word? Man, you excited about being here today? Man, and again, it's a choice, man. In 2016, I'm going to love the word this year. How many are with me? Man, I'm going to love God. I'm going to love his word. I'm going to love the church. I'm going to love God's people. How many of you guys will make a decision today? I'm just going to love God and I'm going to love people. Man, that's it. Man, I'm not going to be sour. How many of you guys need to repent of being sour? Man, come to prayer tonight. We'll pray for you that, man, you're sour. Man, because you don't want that sour to turn into bitterness. You don't want that to happen. Because bitterness is one of the two things that the word talks about has a root that enters into our heart. You don't want that root of bitterness in your heart. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who gather together before the Lord is what that actually means. Those who gather together before the Lord, what we're doing right now. This right here is, it brings reference back to the local church. Those who gather together before the Lord. And let me just tell you, this changes everything. In the margin of your Bible right there, just write, this changes everything. Everything. And that's the title of my message today. 2016, a year of incredible change in all of our lives. Anybody receive that? See, we've got to receive this by faith. We got to take this in. Man, a dear friend of ours who went to be with the Lord, Dick Mills, and I think he was in his late 80s or early 90s when he went to be with the Lord, but had such an incredible ministry gift. But you know what? That ministry gift, it's interesting. And let me just tell you where there's hope for all of us. The ministry gift that he had was prophetic. God would just give him a word. God would give him a word, and really honestly, he'd meet somebody and God would give him a word that they were in a legal or a legal difficulty. And you know what? He had 7,700 of God's promises in his memory. And what he'd do is he'd find that downline of promises God gives us pertaining legal difficulties. And you know what? He'd begin to proclaim those promises through his word. How many guys God gave you a word through Dick Mills? Anybody in here, God gave you a word through Dick Mills? It's life-changing. I'll just tell you, it was amazing. But what we have to do is we've got to find that place, man, where it changes everything. But what he'd say, listen, this word is specific for this person, but anybody can receive it. And he'd go through, you know, the old school ministry, he'd go through things where he'd say, man, I'll take that. And he had everybody repeat it. Everybody said, I'll take that. Man, that's what we have to do in our heart. Otherwise, we're going to take all the news and all the fear and all the anxiety that the world's dishing out. Man, it's whatever we're going to receive. That's the kind of life that we're going to have. Man, if we receive God's grace, we receive his power, his dominion, what kind of life are we going to have? We're going to have a life of grace. Those who gather together before the Lord shall renew their strength. Let me just make this proclamation for you today. You're strong. You know why? You've gathered together before the Lord right here, right now. So guess what? You're strong. Thou shalt mount up with wings like eagles. You're strong, and you know what else? You're elevated. And see, and that's the interesting thing about eagles. And most of you guys know this already, and Pastor Sandy and I were in Philadelphia last week, and we visited the church that Press and Brooklyn go to, and the pastor, man, he talked a little bit about eagles. And it reminded me about eagles that, you know, you'll see little pesky birds that'll mess with eagles. And that eagle isn't fighting back. I've never seen an eagle fight back. I've never seen an eagle even sweat those pesky birds that are around those eagles. You know what that eagle will do? That eagle will just elevate. And see, that's what we have to do with the things in our life that are pesky, that are pests in our life. We have to elevate above those things. See, so now what does God's word promise? Man, you'll renew your strength. So what are you? You're strong. You'll mount up with wings as eagle. What else? You're elevated. That God has elevated you. You're seated in heavenly places with Christ. It's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. Just think about the things that you're dealing with are common to man. Most everybody else are dealing with the same type of things that you're dealing with. But guess what? To he who overcomes is one who elevates above it. And what is the gathering together that we're doing today? Man, it elevates us. Just you sitting here in this assembly, you and Skytook, you watching on the internet, what it does is it brings an elevation to your life. And what happens now is your pests can't join you. They can't elevate like that. See, that's what us mounting up with wings as eagles, that's what it does for us in our life. It elevates us. They shall run and not be weary. You know why? We don't run weary. We run as one who wins. That's who you are. You run as one who wins. And see, these are just confessions that we make over our lives. Man, I'm strong. I'm elevated. I run as one who wins. Man, the plan in my life is to win. I know where that finish line is. I know how to get to that finish line. So you know what's gonna happen in the middle of the race right now? Man, it doesn't matter what the facts are. Man, how many guys have facts in your life that, man, you'd rather not have, you'd rather them turn around? Let me tell you what happens. Your facts, the facts of your life turn around when you trump them with truth. Man, you've got to take God's truth, all of us now. You know what? Man, the world has dealt us a whatever kind of hand that you have. We don't have to play that hand, because you know what God does? God gives us trump cards. Man, those trump, the world will say, you know what? You've got a tumor. Man, the trump card is, by whose stripes I was healed. The trump card you might have is, man, I had an unexpected debt, or I have bills that have mounted up, or I've made some bad financial decisions. And you know what the trump card is? All my needs met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Man, it's all about God. Everybody say that. It's all about God. Man, I'm going to give it over to God. I'm strong. I'm elevated. And you know what else? I run as one who wins. See, that's what the world's looking for. Man, you want the church. See, I'm not looking to build a parade. And I think a lot of times that people are thinking, man, that as a church, what we're going to do is we're going to build our own parade. Man, the world's going to follow our parade. That's not what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to find out where that world's parade is, and I want to get out in front of it. And let me tell you, man, that's how God does things. See, when we look at this now, we've got to understand that what this verse, this simple verse in Isaiah, what it says is that I'm strong. I'm elevated. What does that elevation do? Man, it means my pests are under me. Man, what if the things that you're dealing with right now, what if those pesty things that are in your life, what if those things were truly under you? See, that's what God does. God elevates us. That's what his word does. That's what his promise does. And you know what else? That's what gathering together does for us. It elevates us. You shall walk and not faint. And it's interesting to me that the whole idea of running preceded walking in this verse. But you'll walk, listen, the walk you have is worthy of the Lord and the call that he's put on your life. You know, I looked at that over the weekend. I said, God, you've got to give me revelation on this walk that we have. And there were two simple verses that God took me to. One was that we just walk worthy of the Lord. You think about that. You think about the peace that comes in your life just with that thought, to walk worthy of the Lord. And then the second was to walk according to your call. Man, you know what? Man, the Bible talks to, Paul writes and says, we don't enter into civilian affairs as soldiers of the Lord. Man, there's things that are, the Bible says, that are lawful, yet not expedient. Man, the things, well, it's not that big a deal. Well, everybody does it. No, but you know what? Man, it's not gonna perpetuate the call. At the end of the day, you walking worthy of the Lord and the call that's on your life, I'm telling you, makes you a strong person. So you know what I am? Man, I'm strong. I'm elevated. I run as one who wins. I walk worthy of the Lord and the call that's on my life. In Romans 8, verse 24, Paul writes, it says, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one hope for what he sees? See, that's where most people are. Most people hope in what they see. And that's not hope. They're agnostic. But if we hope for what we don't see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. And see, this is the key. Man, if you write Isaiah 40, 31 in the margin of your Bible, right there by Romans 8, 24 and 25, you'll see the hope that we don't see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. What Isaiah 40, 31 gives you is perseverance. Do you know the difference between the people that make it and people that don't? The people that make it are people that get up. See, both kinds of people get knocked down. Both kinds of people take shots. Both kinds of people take hits. You know, it's interesting. I started talking about that video where, man, Sean was in that horrific traffic accident. But walking in the hospital that Wednesday night, I walked in the hospital and there's a group of people in the emergency room. And you know what? I'm not looking to say hi to anybody. I'm not trying to figure out the situation. I'm just trying to find where God is. God, where are you? God, I need a word from you. And you know what? Man, the third step that I took in that emergency room, God spoke to me and said, his latter days will be greater than his former. You know what? Bingo, I'm good with that. You know what that is? That's great news. Man, it wasn't an epiphany. Man, I have heard and then quoted that verse hundreds of times, that his latter days will be greater than his former. You know what I did? I locked that up in my heart, and that was the stand of faith that I stood on. And you know what? I didn't need to scratch it out. I didn't need to beg God to take care of it. I just stood in that word. And see, that's who we have to be. But see, there's perseverance involved in this. That we don't live by what we see. We don't live by how we feel. I'll tell you, what's amazing is that, man, my feelings are all over the map. My feelings about God, my feelings about the church, my feelings about my family, my feelings about my kids, my feelings about my friends, my feelings, man, they're all, man, they're, it's like hornets that are like this. And you start messing with those. I'll tell you, I was playing golf one time years and years ago. This guy hit a ball. It was at the golf club of Oklahoma. This guy hit a ball in the woods, and the woods are real thick there. The rough is about this wide, and then it's thick woods. And I looked in there, and there's this ball. I said, I'll get it. He goes, no, don't worry about getting that. I said, no, let me go get it. He goes, no, it's muddy in there. I said, it's not muddy. And I went in there, and I got that ball, and there's this bee that's just buzzing around my face right here. It's about a foot away. Zzz. Man, I swatted at that bee. Next thing you know, about 100 of them hit me. Just stung me everywhere. I came out of that thicket. I came out of that woods. Man, like Adrian Peterson breaking through the line of scrimmage. But you know what I realized? That my feelings are just like that. If I would have ignored that bee, that initial bee, you know what? I'd have just grabbed that ball and walked right out of that woods. But you know what? I paid attention to it. I tried to take care of it in the flesh. That's how my feelings are. I try to take care of it in the flesh. If I don't realize, wait a second, I'm strong. I'm elevated. I run as one who wins. Man, I walk in an authority because I walk worthy of the Lord. Man, you think about walking worthy of the Lord on this earth. You know, everybody else is subject to gravity. You know what we're subject to? God's promise. See, when we look at this, when we think about it, if you leave here today and your confession for this year comes from Isaiah 40, 30, 31. Man, I'm strong. I'm elevated. You just think about that. Man, you think about tomorrow and you're dealing with something. God's going to show you. Man, there's going to be a test of your faith that's going to happen. When you leave here today or tomorrow or Wednesday or Friday or next weekend, there's going to be a test of your faith. So what you're going to do now is when that happens, you're going to say, oh my gosh, what do I do? No, you know what I do? I elevate. How do I elevate? I find God's promise. I walk worthy of the Lord. I walk worthy of the call that's on my life. See, the whole idea of this, the idea of us not walking worthy of the Lord or walking worthy of the call that's on our life, it's all determined how our ego is and how we handle our pride. Man, you wonder why some people make it and some people don't. Pride keeps people. The Bible says that pride comes before the fall. Man, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but pride in that. See, a lot of times it's not the sin, it's the cover-up. Man, it's not the sin, it's the lies beyond that. See, and we've got to understand that it's perseverance. How can I persevere? It's easy. Man, I'm strong. I'm elevated. I run as one who wins, and I walk worthy of the Lord and the call that's on my life. A few verses later, Romans 8, 37, 8 and 9. Yet in all these things, what do you talk about? Famine. And nakedness, and we're without in our lives. And yet in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. Verse 38, I love this verse. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you persuaded today? See, because this is the key. Man, you want to be able to persevere? See, toughness factors in here. Man, you want to be able to persevere? You want to be able to overcome? I believe it starts with us. We have to find that place where we're persuaded. Faith in and the life of God's word persuades us. See, us putting our faith in God's word, putting our trust in God's promise, that connected with the life of God's promise. You know, his word's alive and powerful. And you combine that trust and the power of God's word, you know what it does? It turns your heart. That's how we become persuaded that neither death nor life nor anything present or anything to come, nor principalities, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nothing can separate us from God's love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In 2 Corinthians 5, I'll start in verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God. See, think about the peace that comes into your life just by hearing this word being read, just by this word being spoken over your life right now. Man, you think that you've had to deal with in 2015, maybe you've dealt with a dark cloud over your life. What if 2016 you deal with God's word hovering over your life? Your comforter, your shield, your shelter, your fortress, God's word hovering over your life. For I am persuaded. How am I persuaded? I know God's word. I trust God's word. I stand on God's word. Man, his promise in my life. And you know what Jesus said? It's simple enough for the smallest child to understand. It eliminates all of our excuses. Man, all the petty little things that we have in our lives. You know what God's word does? Man, it elevates us above all of them. Now the pest things that are in our lives, the things that we've dealt with since maybe you were a teenager, maybe even before then, maybe it's been in your family. You know, what if you turn that family, that generational curse into a generational choice and you choose to follow Jesus rather than the curse that's been laid on your family through some kind of goofy family tree? You know, it's so awesome to me is that, and I'm so appreciative that God reveals simple little things in his word. My Christmas message this year was that Jesus was the last recorded birth in the Bible. The very last one. All the births that were recorded up to that point, hundreds and thousands of them. And it brings us to Jesus. And then it stops. You know why now? It's not about our family tree. It's not about our lineage. It's about our birthright in Christ now. In him we live and move and have our being. What are you trusting God for? What area of your life are you trusting God in? Because now all things are of God. We're new creations in Christ. And all things are of God. Man, you think about your finances. You think about your marriage. You think about your relationships. You think about what God could do today in the twinkling, in an instant, in a suddenly point. What God can do and turn things around. Man, I'll tell you, as easy as that sickness or that disease came upon your body, man, it's so much easier for God just to break that off of you today, that thing be broken. See, and that's what God's given you. God turns it around. The Bible says a curse causeless has no effect, and it has to go back from where it was sent. Man, if there's a curse that's operative in your life and you've been blood bought by the very blood of Jesus, guess what? That curse can't take any effect. It has to go back from where it was sent. See, that's as easy as this is. But see, what we have to understand is there are weapons that are formed against us. Man, living in this world, shots are fired at us. But not of this world. They don't get to connect with our hearts. What if you add that word divine to preface that word health? What if every time you thought about your health, you thought these terms, divine health? See, but your attitude factors in. Man, I go back to the very beginning of the message, and what was it? I have a natural excitement. I choose to be excited about everything that God's about. I'm going to do all things without murmuring and complaining. The Bible says, because this is the will of God for me in Christ Jesus. Man, do all things. Man, this isn't a drudgery. Man, this disciplined life that God gives us is a life of increase and a life of overflow. A life where there's nothing missing and nothing broken. And it's all for us. Man, God's done all of this for us. Man, he's unlocked every door. We are not shut out from anything that God provides, anything that God gives us. Because we're new creations in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God. Now, all things are of God. It's a new day. It's a fresh start. Man, we've got to be excited. And we've got to encourage ourselves in the Lord. That's what David had to do. You know, there were times with David as his army that they came upon defeats. And you know what they said? The Bible says they cried till they couldn't produce tears anymore. I doubt that anybody in here has ever been at that place. But you know what? David then began to encourage himself in the Lord. I'm not just going to be encouraged by what I see. I'm just not going to be encouraged by how things are, the set that's in front of me, how things are laid out for me in my life. That's not what encourages me. I'm encouraging myself in the Lord. My God will never leave me nor forsake me. I'll never beg bread. Everything I put my hand to will prosper, and no weapon formed against me ever will. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. The same spirit. Listen, whatever you're going through right now, you may be the smartest person in the room. Don't rely on that. Don't rely on your mental might. Don't rely on your physical prowess, your power, your bank account. Trust in the spirit that God's put on the inside of you. Lay hold today of what's laid hold of you. Man, I have been apprehended. And anytime I try to get away from it, it doesn't work out. I choose today to lay hold of that which is laid hold of me. Man, nothing can snatch me out of the Father's hands. That's all this is. That's what this race is. This isn't the rat race that the world's, this isn't the political race that the world's running. No, you know what? This is a race of increase and a race of overflow and getting all of God that we can get and growing in him and maturing in him, being men and women of prayer. Men and women of God's word, God's promise. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I don't lean to my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge him, and he'll direct my steps. My paths will be sure. Why? He's a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Man, he shows me the near future, and he shows me the present where I'm at right now. You know what? Everything behind me is dark. Everything behind me is gone now. You know what God enlightens me to? Where I am right now, my present, and my soon to be, what my future is. And I'm not worried about a 10-year plan or a 5-year plan. You know what I'm thinking? In February, we're going to open up a church in Sapulpa, and lives are going to begin to be changed there. Hundreds of people are going to come to the Lord. And we're going to have an incredible Easter. People that hadn't been in church in 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years are going to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Man, I'm excited for what God's doing in all of our lives. I'm excited about what God's doing in your family. But you know what? It's because I've chosen to. I've made a decision. I've made a decision to be excited. I've made a decision to look above where my help comes from. My help comes from him. God is my ever-present help, no matter what I need. And the promise that God gives us is so sure and so reliable. And he's steadfast. Our God's faithful. If he's promised it, guess what? It's yours. It's already been delivered to you. You just have to receive it now. What is it? You know, it reminds me of a story. This college professor had this reputation of having the most difficult course on the campus. And I had one of those classes, an economics class, when I was a sophomore at what was Southwest Missouri State back in 1977. And the class, about halfway through, the professor said, today's the last drop day you could drop this class without penalty. He said, I just want to tell you, last semester, over 60% of the people in here failed. I remember sitting there thinking, looking around thinking, am I in the top 40? And I stuck it out. I think I got a C minus. It wasn't great. None of my grades were great back then. But you know, I heard this story of this professor that had the most difficult class on campus. And there were a couple hundred people in this lecture hall, and they came into their seats, and there was a piece of paper face down on all their desks. And he said, don't turn that paper over or you'll fail. He said, I just want to give everybody in here an opportunity that if you want to just leave right now, you're guaranteed a C in this course. And everybody cheered. There's a roar in the across the auditorium. He said, everybody here's guaranteed a C. All you have to do is leave that paper face down. 3/4 of the class got up and left. The remaining fourth, he said, okay, put your pens down, turn your papers over. There were two sentences on that paper. Number one is, your future's much brighter than any of those people that walked off, and you get an A in this course for the semester. And you know something? I think that's how God is. God's not testing us to see what we know, testing us to see how fast we can run. We're just gonna run and not grow weary. I think I can walk and not faint. I can walk worthy of the Lord and the call that he has in my life. I believe I can do that. But see, we have to get back to a place. I'm strong. I'm elevated. Man, the pesky things that have been in my life, I'm not letting them remain. 2016 is the year of breakthrough for me in every area of my life. I proclaim it. And the Bible says I eat good the words that come out of my mouth. How about miracles this year? How about your finances just mushrooming this year? And you know what? Where you're not thinking, man, I could get a new truck and I could get a new house and I could buy a vacation home. No, you know what? My finances will mushroom. You know why? I'm gonna give to every good work. Man, we're gonna do everything within our power to express the gospel in every corner of the earth to bring Jesus back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.